It's become something of a holiday tradition. Dire warnings of a massive war on Christmas with anecdotal evidence and hyperbolic warnings of all that's right and good with this country disappearing like melting snow on a warm day. Now, as much as this fictional narrative serves a purpose in the culture wars and, of course, in fundraising appeals, do everyday Americans surrounded with the trappings of the season wherever they go really feel like there is an attack on Christmas? And how widespread is the observance of this holiday, so deeply religious and secular at the same time? We're very fortunate that the Public Religion Research Institute, in cooperation with Religion News Service, has gone out and asked these questions, as well as many others, about the role Christmas time plays in their lives. And here to share some of the eye-opening findings of the December survey is the CEO of PRRI, Dr. Robert P. Jones. Robbie, welcome back.
Thanks, Walton. Happy to be here.
Season's greetings.
Or is it Merry Christmas?
I'm not sure.
Yeah,
Robbie, it's always fun when the Public Religion Research Institute takes on something that has sort of become conventional wisdom and applies rigorous research to the subject. For example, many of us lament how commercialized the American celebration of Christmas has become, but you found high percentages of people focusing on the religious aspects of the holiday. Tell us about that.
We found out that about 9 in 10 Americans celebrate Christmas. That includes 84% of Americans who celebrate Christmas and no other holiday. It might be interesting to know that 6% of Americans celebrate Christmas along with some other holiday. So it's sort of interfaith Christmas. Another 6% celebrate another holiday but not Christmas, and then 5% don't celebrate any holidays at all. But overall, 9 in 10 celebrate Christmas. And we did find that, you know, 42% of Americans say that they celebrate it as a strongly religious holiday. About 3 in 10 say they celebrate it as a somewhat religious holiday. And then about a quarter of Americans say they largely celebrate it as a non-religious holiday. So pretty broad spectrum here, but about 4 in 10 saying that they celebrate it as a strongly religious holiday.
What do the people say that you talk to about how they observe the day?
Well, you know, it's interesting. It really is a mix of, you know, the sacred and the secular mixed up together. Just a couple of examples here. The most popular activity is watching Christmas movies, such as A Wonderful Life or A Christmas Story. Nearly 8 in 10 Americans say that they watch Christmas movies during the holiday. But in terms of, like, doing stuff, a large percentage of Americans, 6 in 10, say they will attend religious services on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. That's a fairly high percentage.
It certainly is. There is not a big generational gap here.
What I was saying before was that when we asked Americans to think back to their Christmas as children, how religious was that experience? Americans today say it was roughly the same as it is for their families today. So they're carrying out roughly the same kinds of religious practices, or at least the amount of religious practices as they were as children. But evangelicals, it seems, have made a concerted effort to up the religious content of their Christmas celebrations, and that marks them different from other religious organizations.
Well, that's really significant because here, for the first time, the old time religion is not as good as the new time religion.
It's interesting, yeah. So there's been a real shift here.
Huh. Well, the war on Christmas has been a much touted subject on the right in recent years. You actually polled on how people feel about hearing Happy Holidays versus Merry Christmas. So talk about that and tell us what to say.
Yeah, well, I think the first thing to say is that, you know, this is mostly a debate going on over the heads and behind the backs of, I think, you know, most Americans. It doesn't seem like there's a lot of energy here. We asked 3 years ago. We asked again today. The picture that emerges is Americans are divided on the question, but 3 years ago were more inclined to say they'd rather hear Merry Christmas over Happy Holidays. This year, the balance has shifted. So more Americans than not say that they think it's more appropriate for businesses to greet their customers using the term Happy Holidays than the more religious term Merry Christmas.
Have you done this same kind of polling in other years?
So we just did it 2010 and 2013. So we had these kind of two snapshots.
And what do you see? I mean, what are the commonalities? Or
Well, I think we sort of see the basic battle lines are the same. So, for example, this year, about 6 in 10 Republicans say they think businesses should use Merry Christmas. About 6 in 10 Democrats say the opposite, that businesses should use Happy Holidays. So, you know, we do see these sort of divides, evangelicals on one side saying, you know, strong majority saying we should use Merry Christmas, the religiously unaffiliated or the nuns, on the other hand, not surprisingly, but along with minority Protestants saying, no, stores should actually use the more generic greeting that's more appropriate in our pluralistic society today.
Robbie, when you put together the views on the one side and the activities on the other side, are they similar? Because I get the feeling that though for fundraising purposes is whatever, these people that are saying there is a war on Christmas, the general population is not seeing a war on Christmas. It's actually celebrating Christmas with more vigor than ever. Yeah. Isn't that right?
It's certainly pretty ubiquitous when you walk around, I think, in public space. You know, what I think the heart of these questions are about the underlying shifting dynamics in the American religious landscape, and people sense that particularly the white Anglo-Saxon Protestant or assumed majority is declining, and that's absolutely true. So, you know, one quick example that on the question of like whether the Christmas story is historically accurate in the way it's depicted in the Bible, there's been an 18-point drop in how many Americans say that the Christmas story is historically accurate over the last decade. So in 2004, two-thirds of Americans said they believed that the Christmas story was historically accurate. That number today is 49%, less than half. The main reason for that is because of the shifting religious landscape. We have far fewer white evangelical Protestants today in the country. In fact, 10 percentage points less. So they made up 28% of the country a decade ago, down to 18%. Today. They're the group most likely to believe in biblical literalism and a literal reading of the Bible, and including the Christmas story. And the number of religiously unaffiliated Americans over the past decade has doubled from 11% to 22%. So that sort of demographic shift has, in fact, moved the needle on where Americans overall are on this question.
Do you have a sense that among the 90-plus percent people who actually celebrate Christmas in one way or another, how many of those actually tie it to a scriptural narrative about the birth of Jesus?
We don't have a direct measure of that, but I think the best proxy we have for it is people who say they see it as a strongly religious holiday, which, again, is about 4 in 10 Americans.
Yeah. What really caught your eye when you scanned through your findings the first time?
Yeah. You know, I think this dramatic shift over the last decade was one of the first things that caught my eye that – I mean, our question asked it this way, you know, is the story in the Bible, we mentioned, you know, the star, Bethlehem, the wise men, the virgin birth, all of it, historically accurate, the way we asked it, or is it a theological story designed to instill faith in Jesus Christ? Those are the two options in the question. And we certainly have, you know, sort of, again, less than half answering that question now compared to two-thirds before. I think that really is a real shift. Just to kind of check this, we also noted that there's been a corresponding decline in the number of Americans who say that the Bible is literally true over the same period. Yep. Part of that's demographics, younger people, but part of it is the rise of the religiously unaffiliated in the country as well.
Dr. Robert P. Jones is founding CEO of the Public Religion Research Institute. Together with Religion News Service, PRRI has just released the results of their December survey, and it's full of insights regarding how Americans experience and celebrate Christmas. You can find the full report online at publicreligion.org. Robbie, thanks so much for coming in today to discuss these results. And I say to you, whatever you want to hear from me regarding greetings for the season.
Yeah, I'm open to all of it. All right. Thanks a lot.
Take care.
Yep.